Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. The show will be starting in approximately 4 minutes and 30 seconds. So if you're watching this show in replay, you can fast forward right past this portion and get right into the show, and you'll be able to see Jill, my beautiful wife, and me passing as a handsome man. So the show will start in about 4 minutes, and I hope to see you soon if you're watching this live. And if you're not watching this live, please next time come to the show live. And that's every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. All right. So I'll be talking to you in just a few moments, and enjoy the music while it's here and watching our graphic. See you in a few. Okay, we have approximately 3 minutes and the show will get started. So again, if you're watching in replay, just go ahead and fast forward past this portion and get right into the show. But let it be known that you can watch this show on JillCoxCordova.com. Click the podcast tab and you will be into the show. You'll be able to watch it. And from there, you'll be able to do several things, which is if you wish to be on the show and be one of our guests in the audience, and we can bring you up to the stage so we can see you, and the audience will always also see you. So that would be kind of cool. So I hope you do that, because we love it when people are in the audience live and communicating with us. Also, know that you can watch this on YouTube and Facebook. And it seems that most of you are watching on Facebook. And there you can make comments and send emojis and all of that, and we will get those comments and read them during the show. So we also like that. So we like seeing all the communications we can receive from you while we do the show, because audience participation is very important to us. So we have approximately 1 minute and 30 seconds and we'll get right into the show. Can't wait for it to start. See you in a few. Okay, we're getting close to time, and if you are watching the show from your browser and you're watching the show through Jill's website, there's things you can do. So you can click donate or be in the show. You click that button and it will follow the prompts and it'll bring you into the show. We don't have long now. I'll be seeing you all in just a moment.
We are not the music.
Come on, get with it, Jill. Get with it. Get with it. Get with it. Yeah.
Greetings, 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 everyone. This is I'm Right.
I'm Right.
And I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I am Anthony Cordova, the man.
About love? I thought you were going to say the man about love.
No, the man of this
relationship. You are just the man.
I am the man.
The man.
And I am a the man of this relationship.
The man.
Which doesn't make me better than you, Jill.
I didn't think that.
Oh, I thought you might.
The way
my authority, my authoritative voice in, you know, letting you know where we stand. Right?
Sure. Sure.
Sure, sure.
Yeah,
sure,
that's it. That's the ticket. That's the ticket.
Yep. It
well, in case you haven't been here before, we have comical relationship. Well, we have a comical relationship. We have comical conversations about relationships.
In case
you didn't realize that from all that he said.
And we laugh all the time.
We do. So whether you think it's funny, we laugh. We laugh at everything, almost.
We don't laugh at everything.
Not at everything. We can be serious.
Horrible things.
Yes,
awful things that are going on in this world.
We do not laugh at that. Not at all. Not even a little bit.
Nope.
So. Well, this is only a 30-minute show, so I think that we should get with it. Tonight's topic is about when your spouse, your partner, your mate, your family, your friends, when they don't like your other friends.
Ooh.
It's part of a segment that we call
Stand by Your Stance.
Ooh.
Has that ever happened to you?
To who? Are you talking to somebody?
I'm talking to you. I am talking to you.
I thought you were just talking to someone in the audience.
Well, actually, I do want to say, hi, Connie. Connie says, I'm on. You made it. Yay.
Connie, hi, Connie. We're glad you're here.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for commenting so that we'll know you're here. We appreciate you. And we love you.
We love you. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
So why don't you answer that question, Jill?
Because I asked you first.
I may not be smart enough to answer that question.
Since when? Because you're the man, should be able to answer.
Since I hit my head before the show. Who knows? I don't know. Well,
did you hit your head before the show?
If I did, I wouldn't notice it. I wouldn't notice.
You're trying to say you have a hard head?
I have a very hard head.
Okay.
You don't want me to headbutt you.
No, I do not.
Yeah.
I will never spar with boxing with you again either. I will never do that again. But anyway.
We did not
tonight,
spar. That's a whole nother story.
Tonight's topic
is
about when your loved ones don't like your friends.
When your loved ones don't like your friends.
So has that ever happened to you?
Well, I'm thinking about that because in life, you know, as most of you have heard, I've been kind of a loner, you know, most of my life. I had not a whole lot of friends, you know, that I hung around with. Some people are loners. I'm one of those people, you know, I was just alone, you know, I was just kind of a loner, didn't hang around a lot of people, you know, just on a daily basis. Okay. So it's difficult for me to come up with a answer for that. But let me think. Okay. Earlier on in my life, I would say whoever I was with liked my friends also, or my friend, or if we're talking about one particularly. But as I got older, and I grew and matured, okay? Sometimes people didn't like my old friends.
So new friends didn't like old friends.
Correct. Correct. And it was mostly because they had nothing in common. Just really nothing in common. Or maybe, maybe the friend was a womanizer. Okay.
And the new friend or the old friend?
The old friend.
Oh.
Okay. So the old friend was a womanizer and still was. Where me, I am not. Okay.
That's good.
Back in the day.
I'm glad that you're not.
Back times when I was single, I still wouldn't say I was a womanizer, but you know, when you're in dating mode, you're in dating mode. You date a lot of people, you know? So in those cases, but the thing is, I understood that. It didn't hurt my feelings. I understood that.
So you didn't gather old friends with new friends? You didn't put them in the same space?
Yeah. If I was going to hang with the old friend, I would just hang with the old friend. It would just be me and him, and that was that. But as far as putting them all together, because they didn't mix well. And, you know, I can be friends with more than one type of person.
Yes,
you know, for many years I was in an industry that, you know, there's certain type of people in the industry I was in. I'm not saying everyone is alike, but, you know, the industry I used to be in, people are kind of crude
for the most
part. So
that is true. That is true.
They're not the people I would take to the opera. Or take to a really expensive restaurant. Wouldn't do that. One time I was in Chicago working. And I had to go. The only place to eat was this really expensive restaurant. But I was, and you know, I know how to act in a really nice restaurant. But the people I was with did not know how to do that.
Oh.
And they started complaining to the manager.
Oh, no.
About the people I was eating with.
Oh, boy.
Really offended by the conversation, the loud conversation that was happening at the table I was at. So, yeah, I can understand, you know, it's okay, Jill, if you don't like, you know, like one of my friends from the past.
I don't think I've met many. I was going to say, I don't think I've disliked any of your friends. I don't think that's true.
Oh, you used to have a certain remark.
Oh, that, I had nicknames for some of your friends, but that didn't mean I didn't like them.
They were derogatory terms.
Well, I didn't say it to their face.
That doesn't mean you didn't say
it. It didn't mean I didn't dislike them, though.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'd like to welcome Charlie to the show.
Charlie the man.
And Charlie's calling out someone named Joey. So Joey, if you're there, hi.
What's up, Joey?
Charlie thinks you have your alumni t-shirt on, which is hilarious. Hilarious.
No, this is not my alumni t-shirt.
It's not mine either.
Although Jill used to be
I used to teach there.
Professor at said university.
Yes. But yes. Neither of us went to school there.
Nope. And everybody, you know, if you don't already know, really, Charlie, he's a great creator. He has so many shows on all over the place, but, you know, Facebook and all of that. And remember, Charlie, you're always welcome to come to the stage and tell us about your shows. We would love that. I don't often get to catch them because one of his shows is like the same. Actually, two of his shows are on exactly the same days as ours, but before the shows. But before the shows, we're like really busy doing
trying
a lot
to
of stuff.
Set up. Get up. do what we're trying to do.
And it's going to get worse, too. So I'll tell you about that, Charlie, when I talk to you. But anyway,
Really audience, Charlie, if you can check out the Really Charlie podcast, definitely do that.
Yeah.
And you can watch replays, too. Don't have to.
Yeah, that's right. You can.
We can watch replays,
too. Yeah, I do watch the replays. And, you know, and they're always great. And I usually learn something from Charlie's podcast.
Yes, so. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Cool.
So my take on my stance is most of our friends are my friends.
Most of our friends are your friends.
Yes, my friends have become your friends too. Right? Because I guess you know, you were saying that you're a loner. And I thought I was till I met you.
But then you really found out what
but
a loner
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I'm like, oh no, I'm not that. I guess I'm not a loner, and I do socialize a lot more than you. And so So I have more friends.
You have more
than you.
Friends than me.
And my friends are long term. So I haven't had the situation where my friends and family didn't like my friends or my, you know, about that. But I have been in a situation before you where I didn't like the person I was, my partner's friends. I have been in that situation.
You have.
I have. But.
But what?
I tried to be nice. Well, I did try.
Well, you know, Jill.
You know, I would invite them over for dinner. I would actually cook, if you can believe that, for those of you who know me well and know that I think a kitchen is a room you pass through to get to someplace else.
Some other room.
But I would cook because I thought that if I had them over in a relaxed setting for them, that maybe I would learn something about them because – if you also know me, you know I ask a lot of questions. So I thought I would learn a lot of, or some information that would make me like them more. But guess what?
What?
I didn't like them more. But it turns out I didn't like my partner either.
Well, you know, but that made me think about something.
It made What's
me
up?
Think about when you have a friend, a good friend, a close friend,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And the friend gets married,
mm-hmm.
but their partner, their spouse, is really an awful person.
Oh.
So what do you do in
Well,
the, in
I,
that
I have had friends.
Case?
When So the person I was just talking about, I had friends to tell me, "You girl, get out, run, go, go." Like, I've had interventions where they wanted me to leave this person.
Okay.
And you talked about, you know, maybe you hit your head before the show started. It literally took me hitting my head for me to realize I gotta go. And I left.
You hit your head. You told me that story.
I did.
I went, got a concussion.
I got a concussion. I was holding donuts, coming back to my car. There was and not to stereotype police officers, but there was a police officer in his car in the parking lot, and he thought I got shot because I just went down. Who
Why?
Knows? I don't know.
You don't know.
You know,
you
I trip over my
out?
Own feet.
Did you pass out? Or?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Next thing I know, I'm in the hospital with a concussion.
Wow.
But it took that for me to get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Gotta leave. And well, I did.
I'm glad you're okay now. I'm glad that didn't happen while you were with me. Actually, yeah, you have.
I've had a concussion. I didn't have donuts in my hand with you, but yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Yep.
That is true.
Charlie is saying he'll come on the show next week. So thank you, Charlie. We'll hold you to that. Yes. You know we'll hold you to that, right?
That's right. We miss you. We miss actually seeing your face on the show. And for everybody that doesn't know, Charlie, he adds like a whole new dynamic because he'll be like, how you doing?
He's smooth. He's smooth with it. That's right.
Yeah. He's just cool all the time. Like all the time. He's just cool.
Yeah. He's got that cool swagger. Swagger.
Yeah.
Well, shall we move on to our next segment?
Sure, Jill. Let's do that.
That we call.
I'm trying to help you.
Woohoo. Yes, I'm trying to help you. All right.
What are you trying to help people do?
I'm trying to help you. So we're talking about situations where you don't like your friend's friend, your friend's friends, or your friend's partner. And so I'm trying to help you. So decide what it is you want out of that friendship. Okay. So if you just want to be able to spend time with your friend and not with their partner or their other friend, you just make sure you don't get into that situation where it's just the three of you, because that won't work, because you'll be pissed off the whole time and then probably say something that you maybe you shouldn't say. So avoid the situations. And then if you're not able to avoid these situations, the other person just keeps making it happen, maybe it's time to create some distance from your longtime friend. Or, you know, maybe you all will talk about it. Maybe.
Maybe.
It could go badly.
It could.
And but you have to be ready for that. You know, it could go well and could go badly. But if you know your friend is the type of person that sticks up for their friends, chances are they will take offense to you saying something that may be a little negative towards the other friend. So just think about that. Trying to help you. Yeah. What you got,
Jill? I think that's great advice. I think you have to look at yourself and ask, why do you need to say anything? Why do you not like that person? Is it jealousy? Because you used to have that person's time and maybe not as much anymore. What is your why? So look at yourself first. And then if you feel that you must say something, then consider how that would be received. You know your friend, you know your partner, you know the person you're talking to. What is telling them going to get you? Mm-hmm. That's what I wonder. You know, and maybe it is for a good reason. Maybe it's for their own safety.
Yeah, perhaps, yes.
You know, so maybe there's a good reason you don't like who's in their life. Now, if you're on the receiving end of this equation.
Ooh, yes, I didn't even bring that up.
Then I have the same response, but in reverse. So ask yourself, why are they saying this to me? Is it for my own good? Do I have to have this person in my life? Why do I have this person in my life? That's my advice. Yeah.
Interesting. Very good. Very good. Very.
Anything to add?
Very good. No, I'm done.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got. Okay. Was I supposed to add something?
Only if you wanted to.
No, that's all I got. That's all I got.
Well, before we get to our next segment, I want to tell Charlie we miss you too. Charlie said he misses us.
Yeah, we miss you.
So we miss you too. And one day, we will all meet in person.
It feels like we've known each other.
I know, it does feel that way.
Years and years, but we actually.
I always say that Charlie knows more people who belong to the Atlanta Writers Club than we do.
Yes, and we're going to a meeting soon.
Yes.
Soon.
Yes, I wanted that to be a surprise for people. I didn't want to say.
It's still a surprise. I didn't say when.
All right.
We've been talking about this for the last
year. For years. That is true. That is true.
So it's okay.
It's okay. All right. Well, are you ready to get to our last segment?
Yeah, sure.
All right. It's a segment that we call.
Hey.
Did you hear about this?
Well,
I think this is the segment. I think I should have said, did you hear about that?
Do you want to change it?
I don't know.
So next week, if that segment open is different, you'll know why. You heard it here first.
As many of you know, I grew up in New York. So, you know, we say that, there.
You say what?
There.
What word are you saying?
There, over there.
Over there?
Over there.
Over there.
Over there in 250.
Over there where?
Over there. We say things like over there, and we say $250, like $250. That's $250. So maybe it should be, did you hear about that? Did you hear about that? Right?
Then what would be my part of that?
Hey.
Okay.
See, we got it.
Tony and I have been rewatching Green Acres to see if I'm anything like the Eva Gabor character. And I am not. Hey, Isaac. Hey.
What's up, Isaac? It's good to hear you in the audience.
Yep.
It's like we're seeing you here because you said,
hey. He said, hey.
And for those of you, you know, some of you remember us from the old platform we were on. But with this new platform, I mean, we got everything. We got monitors. We got a monitor there, a monitor there, a monitor there. We got a monitor here. We got a board over here. We got a computer over here. We got a whole bunch of stuff now.
It is really like, it's like I went back into TV news.
There's lights everywhere, yes.
We have a full set. The only thing we're missing is a teleprompter.
Yeah, no teleprompter.
But it's not a scripted show, so I guess
we're good.
I guess we're good. Okay, so in this segment, we talk about some study that I have read. And so this one relates to the reverse of our topic tonight. So we've been talking about if friends and family, any loved ones that you have, don't like your friends, you know, the times when that happens.
Yeah.
But this study is about the people who purposely sabotage your relationships.
Ooh.
I know it's no one in this audience, but I do know some people who do that.
All right. Do you have stats on that?
I do.
And do you need a drum roll for the
yes,
stats?
Yes. Drum roll, please, of the percent. I've been asking for drum rolls. Okay. So an alarming, or to me, disturbing 56%, 56% of the people surveyed said, yeah, I have purposely sabotaged someone else's relationship.
How did they do that?
Purposely interfered.
But did they
purposely try to break them apart?
But did they do something like leave some dirty panties in the mattress?
It didn't get into all that. By the way, this study is from Psychology Today. So, no, they didn't get into all that.
Somebody left some.
Is that
panties,
how you would do it? Are we learning how you would do it if you were going to?
Or some thong somewhere, or a condom laying around somewhere where it shouldn't be. Something.
Is that what you would do if you wanted to sabotage someone's relationship?
I would not sabotage someone's relationship.
You came up with that answer pretty quickly, so that's why I'm wondering.
Well, anyway, no, I wouldn't. But I've heard people say they've done things like that.
To purposely sabotage it?
Yes.
And what were their reasons?
Well, in this case, it was a woman that said it. And I guess it doesn't matter whether it was a woman or a male or transgender. It doesn't matter. But they felt they needed to sabotage the relationship because they were on the outside looking in. And it looked pretty good from where they were standing. So they figured they'd sabotage the relationship so they could get inside. Pick up the pieces.
So a person that you were talking to had a friend in the relationship, but they liked their friend's partner. So they purposely sabotaged the relationship, thinking the partner would then go with them?
Yes.
So screw the friendship.
Yes. Yes.
Then that's not a friend. I'm sorry, that's not a friend.
Friendship. I'm going to try to get him and or her for myself.
Wow. Connie says she knows people who did too.
You see? There's a lot of people like that running around. That's why you have to be careful of who you let into your inner circle.
That is true. That is very true. That is very true. Well, other reasons why. So the study asked those 56% why. Why mm-hmm. would you do that? And it came down to really two types of people
okay.
who would do that.
All right.
Narcissistic people.
Yeah.
And sadistic people.
Okay, I can understand that. What about the insecure people? It didn't count them?
Well, these were the top two.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
So they also gave advice and said that it comes, if you're on the receiving end of someone trying to sabotage your relationship, sometimes, like we said earlier, sometimes there really is a good reason for you to leave. Connie says it's because they have no life, and it's so sad.
Get a life, y'all, and stay out of mine.
But if you're trying to figure out, should I stay, should I go? Does, you know, maybe you don't realize that someone is purposely sabotaging you. Maybe you're thinking, maybe I should leave. So if you're in that situation, you need to consider, you know, are you happy in this relationship? How invested are you? And as you and I talked about earlier, you need to make sure that you're on the same you're in the relationship for the same reasons. So if you're in it for lust and companionship, and they're in it because they're looking to marry somebody, if you're not going to come, you know, meet in the middle, then that neither one of you is good for the other.
That makes sense.
Right?
That makes sense.
And then also, this is the reason this last thing I don't understand. I need to know. I need to read more. But they said, also, if you perceive your alternatives as worse, but I don't believe that, because why stay in a relationship just because you think this is the best you can do right now? Why do that to yourself?
That's not a good idea.
No, it's not.
That's not a good idea.
It's not. It's not. So I say this every week, but communicate, people. Communicate with the people you're in relationships with or want to be in relationships with.
Yep. Definitely need to do that.
Yep. Well, Jill, so I hear the goodbye music.
Yeah, music's playing. We're going to have to get on out of here. So what do we want people to do, Jill?
Come back next week.
and check out I'm Right, I'm Right.
Isaac says we need you need to run.
This time, but run to our show.
Yeah, okay? Yes. Come back next week, 8 o'clock Eastern, same place you came tonight. Yeah. And we really do appreciate that you're commenting because we feed off of your energy and that really helps us. So thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you, Connie. Thank you, Isaac. Thank you, Charlie. We appreciate you. And then, Tony, you have another show.
I have another show, as you all know, not all of you, but I also have a show called The Soul Reader, and it's hosted by me, Anthony Cordova, and you can get a free psychic empathic reading. That's what it is. It's a reading, and that's every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Just check out knowtobestill.com/podcast, and you can also watch that on Facebook and YouTube. Okay.
All right.
So, are we ready to get on out of here, Jim?
Ready.
All right. Well, we love you all. We can't wait to interact with you next week. So thanks for watching. Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Love you. Love, love, love.
Love, 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 love.
All
love,
right. Love. We love the hearts, Isaac. We'll see ya.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.